Her story begins at the Gamage residence. Stacy walks into the family room and finds her mother, Rosalind, with a sad look on her face.
Mom, are you all right?
Princess, hi. Yes, I'm fine.
What is it? Did you talk to Dad?
He just called, actually.
Is he coming home tonight? I figured he'd be here by now.
Actually, he's extending his trip for 2 more days.
What? Why?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
He said he wasn't expecting to attend the last 2 days of the conference, but it turns out that he has to.
Why does he need to go to these conferences all the time anyway?
Princess, your father is trying to network and grow his circle of allies for when he runs for state senate next year.
I know Daddy has big dreams, but where does that leave you? You're always waiting around for him to come home.
That's just how my life is, Stacy.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
What do you mean?
Why don't you go to Daddy's hotel and surprise him? He always stays at the best places, and I'm sure he'd want to see you.
Oh, I'd probably just be in the way. And he'll be busy all day.
Then you can shop. Come on, Mom. It's a great idea. Don't sit here and wait for him. Go join him.
You know what? I think I will. He was just telling me on the phone how much he misses me.
Exactly. So go pack a bag and I'll call the garage and have the car ready for you.
I'm not even sure how to get to Hartford.
I'll map it online for you. Now go pack so you can get there tonight.
At Raven's apartment, Raven has just hung up from a phone call with Alexandra when she hears a knock on the door.
Who's out there?
I'm in 4B. I'm looking for my car.
Oh. Hi,
Hello, Raven.
Mandy, get the hell out of here.
I'll be happy to go as soon as you tell me where my baby is.
Ah! Somebody help me! Help me, somebody!
Why are you screaming? I'm not here to hurt you. I just want you to return what is mine.
Mandy, you are insane. Marty's my son, not your daughter, Angela. And he's not home.
Where is she?
How can anyone be this nuts?
You watch what you're saying, little lady. Don't make Marnie have to get tough with you.
Marnie? Who the hell is Marnie?
You're looking at her tits.
Your name is Mandy. What are you trying to pull?
Mandy is dying a slow death inside my body. Soon I'll be rid of her.
What are you talking about?
Never mind that. Just tell me where I can find my baby before I hurt you.
What's going on here?
Blake!
At Romano's, Rex and Perry are having dinner with Kyle Carpenter. Rex has just stepped away from the table.
Look, what happened between you and me was a long time ago. There's no need to tell Rex anything about that. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I don't have anything to hide from Rex.
Perry, I did some things when I was younger that I don't necessarily want to be made public. I'd appreciate it if you kept this under wraps.
Rex and I are a couple now. A real couple. I'm not hooking up and screwing around these days. We have an honest relationship.
I'm not gay. Telling Rex is just going to make things weird for me and for all of us here tonight.
If you're not gay and have nothing to hide, why do you care if Rex knows about a fling between us years ago?
I just do.
Hey, I see you guys are getting acquainted.
Yes, I was just getting to know Perry. You have a good man here, Rex.
Kyle, thanks. I'm so happy you're comfortable with my news. It makes me feel really good.
Hey, I'm just glad you're happy. That's all that counts. Right, Perry?
At Brooklyn Catholic Hospital, Zoe has just arrived to find her father standing outside her mother's room.
Hi, Dad. Is there any news?
It's over, Zoe.
What's over?
Your mother just passed. I'm sorry.
Daddy, no.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.